What I do to make sure that reinforcement is effective in changing the student's behavior is number one, make sure that the reinforcer is meaningful to the student. Oftentimes, school people like to put in reinforcers that they think will work, but it's actually not reinforcing to the individual. I also reevaluate often to see if it is maintaining its effectiveness. Because sometimes a reinforcer will lose its value because of availability. I had something last night, so this doesn't matter to me as much today. Whereas if I didn't get it for a while, I really do want that as an incentive. I do preference assessments to determine what the kids like or what they would prefer to do. I like engaging in conversation during casual encounters to determine what reinforcers are effective. Because during that time, they will tell you, and you're not asking a whole lot of questions. They're just talking. And then I listen to the comments that are made, and then I will go back and say, is this something that you would like to have? And they will say, yes, it is, or no, it isn't. I'm able to approach it by having them tell me rather than me say, this is what you want. I have also utilized. How much effort is going to have to go into this? The student is saying, "What? How much am I going to have to do to, in order to get this?" And if they have too much to do, they're not going to buy into it. If it's too little, you're going to have to reinforce way too often. So I try to find out what that happy medium is going to be and provide the reinforcer based on that. And then finally, I observe, observe, observe to see if it's effective. And if it's not, we go back and we reevaluate it.